Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to do 20 minutes of overdrive because this is the final radio transmission I'm doing in 2013. Nightly news coming up tonight, 7 o'clock Central. We've got Steve Quill on the line with us. Ryan, there's something you can do right there, is praying about what you should do. But I would go speak at city council, county commissioners. I'd go in and meet the sheriff and bring them literature and documents. I would put out a local newsletter. I would start your own YouTube channel. And just do citizen reports, either on the street or wherever. They don't have to be perfect or even great. It's at first, it's the resistance that matters, and those things will grow. But the biggest thing is you need to warn people. I mean, I do it in grocery stores. I do it at counters. When the system pushes their propaganda of loyalty cards, they get a speech. When I come up and see, the gun that has the aspartame, I talk about it. I was told by a manager at a CVS that they basically pulled the fluoride baby water out of the stores in most areas because nobody's buying it, and that they knew that I'd been reporting on it. And I'm not saying I did that alone. A lot of people did. I mean, I'll go in grocery stores, folks. I'll print up on a computer when I'm about to go to the store or something about fluoride brain damage is your child, Harvard study, and I will sit there with a printer that has sticky back where it's like 20 stickers, and I will go in the grocery store. I think I'll videotape this today and do it. I'll maybe take my son into it, and I will stick stickers on the thing in the store. I mean, look, this is a war. That's the bare minimum I can do. I'm getting aggressive. And I don't just do that, on the air. I don't just say do this stuff. I do it on the street. Steve, any other comments or any other comments from Ryan?
Well, I think what you're doing is everything has to be proactive. Here's the thing. Everybody has got to be proactive. And when it comes to politics, forget an election. But recall petitions and even the very threat of recall petitions, and I'm talking about once you have a localized group, that can be the most effective legal means to immediately recall. And Nevada, there's a state I can't figure out. There should be a recall petition on Harry Reid because the guy is absolutely probably the most open expression outside of Feinstein and Pelosi of everything that's against everything this country stood for.
Harry Reid is an absolute enemy of goodness. He is an enemy off the chart. Does that answer your question, Ryan?
I was just going to ask, have you guys heard of Ann Barnhart?
That name rings a bell. Who is she?
I know Ann Barnhart. She basically was a very successful commodity trader that got out of the business because she was telling people what's true. By the way, she is no pushover. It's got an AR-15 that's pink and says puts out her address and challenges any Muslim that wants to take her life to come and try and do it. The lady's bold and the lady's knowledgeable and she's very...
Oh, I know who she is. A very attractive lady as well.
Yes. So, I mean, and I got to tell something. I tell every woman out there, you must learn. Go to a shooting range. Learn how to handle a pistol and a rifle because your life or the lives of your family members may ultimately depend on it. A well-armed society is a free society. And by the way, don't kid yourself. All registration leads to confiscation. And the toss-up is, will the guns go before California goes into the ocean? And based on all the seismic activity going on in California, that is going to be an interesting play. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, you cannot find gun control without genocide in the history
of the world. Final segment's 12 minutes long. We're coming back in a moment. But final comment, Ryan, before we go to break.
Well, I like her way of doing things. She talked about the media strike, declare the mass federal tax, the work stoppage. And I also think, too, adding in there, no one should sign up for Obamacare. I've been calling my congressmen and women. I don't know.
Oh, it's a total fraud. I'm not signing up for any of it.
Threatening them with, basically going against them and voting against them and whatnot. And I'm just wondering if that's worth my effort as well. I'm calling these congress people and stuff and leaving them all these messages. Do you think they hear it, or is it just deleted, or...
No, they do hear it.
They won't listen to that.
But I mean, it helps. Sure, but it's not perfect. Yeah, letters are good. It's the states we need to target. We need to take over the legislatures. That's who you really need to hit. We'll be back with Doug, Jay, Paul, and others.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You got to serve somebody, like Bob Dylan says, and I don't want to serve the mindless, empty consumerism, the trendiness, the fruits of the New World Order that are death. And I certainly don't like establishment religion, but you've got another big study out. People have higher levels of brainwaves, higher intelligence, higher creativity, and more brain cells per cubic area. People who are religious or spiritual have thicker brains, which could protect them against depression. The cortex is thicker in people who are religious than it is with those who aren't. The thickening could provide some protection against depression. Suggests being religious enhances the brain's resilience against depression in a physical way. Exactly. So they say there's no atheist in foxholes. And I'm not attacking atheists. I'm not in a war with you. I mean, all these stupid churches and all this corruption, I don't blame you. You know, I mean, you see, this is like, you know, saying, thinking Jesus is like Santa Claus or something. I get it, okay? I get what your issues are. I'm saying you haven't experienced some things that I won't even talk about on air. Let's just say this. There's a lot going on in heaven and earth that isn't in your books, to quote Shakespeare. What is that, from Othello? The point is that there's serious stuff happening. I want to go to your phone calls with Steve Quayle in this final segment, but we do have some footage from Dubai where it just became midnight. There's a country that uses its oil wealth to actually build a big infrastructure, and so even when their oil wealth leaves, they're going to be successful, and they're building what they call a civilizational type system. And here they're shutting us down, so we're not self-sufficient. There they're trying to make themselves self-sufficient. Well, that's what Henry Ford wanted to do. We in America, where he paid his people enough where they could buy the cars. And the globalists have gone the other direction. And Dubai is incredibly corrupt. I'm not saying they're perfect. The point is that we can build incredible civilizations, and the globalists don't want that because they want to crush the West because it has Christianity in it. But after they've crushed the Christians, folks, they're going after everybody. They know Christians will be the opposition to it. And that's why you see the enemy going after Christians so incredibly hardcore. Let's go to more calls with Steve Quayle. Doug in Delaware, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, I wanted to kind of get back to basics with folks. I mean, what can we do? Is they're setting up this police state. Why? Because they have destroyed the currency. They know that when the people figure this out, they're going to be mad. If we don't trigger a bank run now and they get away with a false flag, they'll have that to blame as cover for bringing down the dollar system. If we trigger a bank run first, that exposes the banks as being the weak link, and it puts the attention on where it should be, not on the boogeyman that they're going to blame after the false flag.
By the way, that's one thing Steve wanted to talk about. He hasn't. They're clearly setting up cybersecurity, and even Wired admits this, to shut down things. Clearly, most of these attacks are being done by insiders. I agree with you. I think they're going to use the dollar collapse and other currency collapses to bring in their new global SDR with a fake cyber attack that'll be real. They'll launch it, but it'll be fake in that they launch it. Steve Quayle.
Alex, what's going to happen to Americans? I don't know what day it'll be, maybe a Friday. They'll go to sleep over the weekend, even 1 minute before the market opens on Monday. Cyber attack will pilfer everybody's savings, everybody's checking account, their savings account, and they'll blame it on some third party, and literally then you'll be forced into their system. Now, what the caller is suggesting, I agree, but when you've got people that don't even carry $2 or $3 in their wallet checking out with their credit cards, even to buy a cup of coffee, you know something's wrong with that. And that's why the gold and silver, let me just speak to that real quick. Gold and silver is being acquired by everybody leaving Dubai. Anybody who's Indian, who works in Dubai or from any country, Chinese, all the people that are skilled workers are leaving Dubai with gold to bring it in their country. China's promoting gold to their citizenry. India is now. Silver, everything.
The elite silver. All drove it down with paper, naked shorts, as you know. That's on record the last 3 years. So they can hoard it.
Yeah. So the point is, though, is if they're buying it, listen, gold always moves from weak hands to strong arms. The paper price is irrelevant. Still, right now, people say, where do you see gold going, Steve? I see it maybe touching 1180. That's the time to buy. Anything at 12 is time to buy. Silver, because you will have to have something to barter. Alex, never have we lived in the technological point where we are now, where unless you take the electronic mark of the beast, okay, the beast is a system, obviously it's a literal entity also, but how are the people who are basically living going to continue on commerce? That's why barter is going to be the order.
And again, if we have a depression, even on the order of 1929 that went on for 10 years, a university study, people can pull it up, they estimate 7 million people, this is the University of Chicago, 7 million people died as a result of the Great Depression here from starvation or malnutrition by other diseases. 90% were quasi-self-sufficient rural. Now it's flipped with 90% being urban. Don't know how to tie their shoelaces. What is going to happen if we have a Great Depression? It will be, the Pentagon says an 80% population reduction. Have you seen that number?
Yes, and I agree with that number because it's real. And that's the number the globalists are shooting for. We got 300 million people. 80% is 240 million people. That's how the control of food and water. Look, even the American resources of water. There are companies like Nestle trying to buy. They already own one of the Great Lakes. But there are people trying to gain the control of all the water that exists, the headwaters. And that's why.
Oh, no. He gives it to China. And now they're trying to not let the locals have their own wells and get it so Nestle and the Chinese can have it. It's a total sellout because we don't have any lobbyists. We don't have any clout. We just lay here and take whatever Homeland Security that's a foreign group does to us. Thank you so much, caller. Anything else?
Alex, the thing is that people have to become self-sufficient in water. They have to store water. Look, I was one of the founders of the whole prepper movement 30-some years ago. Water, water, water. A way to get it, a way to purify it, and don't drink anything. Same thing with air purification. It's going to be become mandatory that you only, you know, like what's happening in Texas, other places in the South, Montana. But if you see chemtrail spraying, that's a good time not to go for a 2 mile jog. You've got to understand they are serious about killing 240 million people, and that
they are weakening this country. It's just, I mean, it's insane. I just can't believe it. Thank you, Doug. Let's talk to Jay in Florida. Jay, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling, brother.
Hey, I saw one real quick. I saw you in Florida when you came to speak. It was really powerful.
Thank you.
I also want to say, Steve Quayle, real quick, I'm glad you mentioned that the Illuminated Masters of the World are those who really just say who they are. They actually follow an inverted story what the Bible teaches, and it's Jehovah, Yahweh, is their arch enemy, and that's really what led me to find Jesus Christ. But also,
God bless you, brother.
In Ison, I'm curious if you might know something about Comet Ison, if you think NASA was correct when they said that it's nothing to worry about after it passed around the sun. And also, I may have found something in Revelation at the first trumpet sounding. It follows a fire hailing from the sky.
Yeah, wormwood and all the rest of it. Yeah, I mean, there's lots of comets, but this one was rare because it came in. They thought it went into the sun, but then a big piece of it survived and shot out boomeranging around the sun. Very bizarre. Steve Quayle?
Well, I believe, number one, that Ison is an issue. I believe that you're seeing all of the meteorite and the former destroyed asteroid belt being sucked in to our area. I believe it's...
Hey, you know that, you know, 2 days ago the sun's polarity shifted.
Yep, and here's the thing, Alex, with all the HARP weather activity, I proposed this almost 10 years ago, is that we're acting now as a giant electromagnet, and we're literally bringing this stuff upon us. So I believe that, you know, the 10th planet, Nibiru, when I started talking about that almost 15 years ago or so, it was then called Gabriel's Fist, okay? And obviously, it brings judgment. All through history, comets and asteroids are harbingers. I believe there's a difference, though, between a comet and an asteroid and a falling angel. Angel, the word star, and we're seeing the falling stars literally perfectly perpendicular, falling straight down vertically.
My dad was out in Montana earlier this year, and they sat there watching V-shaped craft. He's a pilot up at, had to be 100,000 feet. Moving at speeds that were just tens of thousands of miles an hour, making right angle turns. Just such advanced stuff the government has. And that's why they're so arrogant. We're going to skip this network break, go to the bottom of the hour, then let Steve Quayle get out of here and end this transmission. Thank you, Jay. Let's talk to Paul in Canada. Paul, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Steve. Hey, Alex. God bless you guys.
Thank you, brother. You too.
I just want to commend you two for the great work that you've guys done. You guys are truly watchmen of this world, and you are obviously sent from God. So thank you.
Thank you.
My general question here is about Syria and World War III, how it's prophesied in the Bible. And I mean, the writing is on the wall. If people can't see it today, I don't know when they're going to see it, because everything is happening as the Bible said it was going to happen. You know, earthquakes, famine, pestilence, it's all increasing, and even heavenly signs, and, I mean, it's all there. So people need to get prepared now, because the doors are closing, and they need to make their amends with God and get...
Well, that's the issue. The government's buying targets of children to shoot and admitting it, and billions of bullets and armored vehicles and running around like they... I mean, and threatening Russia and starting stuff. I mean, it is just... It is totally insane. I appreciate your call. We're moving quick now. Thank you, Paul. Brandon in Nevada, you're on the air. Any questions or comments for Steve Quayle?
Hi, how you doing, Alex? Thanks
good,
for
brother.
My call.
Thank you.
I was just calling to see. I don't know if anybody had brought it up, but what your thoughts were on the FAA designating six states yesterday for the drones.
Yeah, I mean, I know that they already rolled drones out decades ago, and then it was in the local news years ago. They were using it to spy on cattle ranchers and people that built barns on their house, you know, in their backyards, or if a neighbor thought somebody stole their cow, they would send in, you know, the Pentagon with a predator, and then the media would attack us saying it didn't exist. And yes, I meant to mention that earlier, but I don't tend to crow, and we've said this over and over again, and now they've designated government drones for surveillance in six states, but they're already doing it. Steve, your take on that?
Well, I think that the bottom line is what they admit to and what they have are two different things. This is all just trying to make something that's very evil, very autonomous killing machines seem palatable, and I reject them. I pray for the guys that are good shots. I literally pray, Alex, literally, that those things will drop out of the sky, fall out of the sky. And we did that one night on Doug Hagman's show, and the following day one of them crashed, okay? I'm just saying that, look, they have their technology. We have our determination, and we have the living God on our side, and he is against evil. So when you take your stand against evil, you can't do it in your own strength and might, but we can be strong in the power of the Lord and in his might. So I curse them. I know people, when you see chemtrails, you can rebuke those things in Jesus' name, and I do. I pray for those planes to crash, okay? I do. And so I'm just praying for the day that one goes down over Montana, and I'm the first guy there with my digital camera.
Well, I tell you, they admit they're doing geoengineering. They're adding stuff to the jet fuels. The companies don't even know. It's all compartmentalized. It's all because we're naive. But, I mean, the sky's the limit with what they're doing. Brandon?
No, that's all. That's all my questions. Thanks, Steve and Alex, and I hope you have a happy New Year's.
You too, brother. It's a key year. I mean, my spirit, my gut is just like reeling with just the onset of this enemy marching in against us. And I'm just here trying to rally people to realize you can debate how deep the rabbit hole goes. I mean, I hope Steve Quayle's wrong about some of this, but he's been right about so much before that I just hope and pray that. And I got to talk a lot about praying and God now because it's just all coming true. It's all so horrible. And that's just where my gut goes. Is that's the answer? It's just so horrible.
Well, Alex, you have so much evidence, and this is something that we both fight. The preponderance of evidence is not only with our argument; it's with the truth. Okay, and so the reason your guts are churning is because your mind goes at such a fast rate, and that's a God-given gift. I know of no one else on the planet that goes as fast as you. That's not flattery; it's just the truth. The Bible says, "Give credit, honor," but that's your gifting. So in order to cope with that, the only way that you can cope with that, because you already know what it means, okay? Most people take the information that we give, we warn, we provide all the documentation, and they have to have a process that they can accept in steps, okay? I go from event to what the end product is, okay? I draw those conclusions very fast, and people accuse me of talking so fast. I say to them, I have only this opportunity with Alex Jones today to share everything I want to share. If this were, God forbid, my last day on the radio, I would tell him all the same thing. Get right with Jesus. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. Alex, it doesn't matter. The mainstream media couldn't tell the truth. They are owned by the father of lies. So I get the thing where I have people in my own family say, well, they think I'm crazy if it's not on Fox. I said, well, listen, it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. And so the point that I'm trying to make is this, is that those feelings you have, Alex Jones, in your stomach that I have, I literally experience nausea when I read the headlines of pedophilia going to be going mainstream, okay? I literally get nauseated when I see veterans literally being denied life-saving medicine, and meanwhile they can buy billions of bullets, billions of, or not billions, but...
And pay for everybody's sex changes.
Yeah, yeah, and that's all cool. And woe unto them. Woe unto them. That means evil be unto you that call good evil and evil good.
I hear you. It's just epic. I can feel 2014 coming. This is 20 times the concern I've ever had. It's just looming. And I'm not trying to be negative here. It's positive to know the enemy's coming. It's good to know the thief's coming. It's good to know the attacker's coming. We need to get ready. We need to blow trumpets from every hilltop and get people rallied to resist this, because laying down to it, folks, is what got us to this position. Bill in California, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Steve, I want to thank you guys.
Thank you. Well, go ahead.
First time caller, long time listener, probably since 2006. I think you guys are both great. I got a couple points and a question real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
I recently went to Walmart over here in like LA, and they had like this, the sanitation of Christianity is like, I never seen it until today. Like I've heard about it for years. Today, like the other day I saw on display, like for Fisher Price toys for kids, right? it said, Happy Three Kings Day. And it shocked me. I'm like, Three Kings Day? What is that about? And I started realizing it was the wise men story about them visiting Jesus.
No, exactly. There's a total rewrite of history. That's what happens when you get conquered. And that's what 1984 is about. They're reducing the language. And I don't try to be sardonic, but, I mean, when you sit there and talk to people who are laughing at you because you're informed, and then they're so pathetically ignorant, it's really scary. What's your other point? Go ahead.
Okay, and to Steve, I want to say, you know, I love your books. I bought Angel Wars a long time ago. I think there's a major national conspiracy, and I think what you're doing, along with Ellie Marzulli and Chris Putnam and someone, you guys are blazing, like, just, you're just helping to bring the light, like, just like how there's, like, a whole, you know, the Bible is true. I'm a Christian, and I'm proud, but it's just like, when I was a kid, I always would hear about these giants, and I'm like, whoa, how come we don't talk about this? This is cool. You know, 30-foot people running around, and the new Noah movie's coming out with Russell Crowe in there. I wonder if they're going to be true to form, but I just want to praise for, you know, all glory to God, but just
sure. Absolutely. Well, brother, I got to jump. We only got a few minutes left, and I can't go any further, but thank you so much. And I was just told Three Kings Day is a Christian holiday. So I think, you know, that point was what was confusing you because they put out so many toys like that. But thank you so much. Listen, I can't get to the other callers, Rick in Michigan and Bob in Texas, as we're out of time. Steve Quayle, I think it's fitting that you were here with us the last radio show of the year. And hopefully you'll come back more often to do a prepping show with us, because I know you are one of the founders of the Prepper Movement, and you certainly saw this a long way off. And so thank you so much, and God bless you, and have a great New Year, my friend.
Thank you, Alex, and I pray for you, your family, safety, your lovely wife, and may God, and listen, brother, he will have you at the right place at the right time, and may you be hidden from all evil, Alex. And my prayer for you is that every plot, scheme, plan against you will fail and that their weapons will be turned on each other. God bless everyone. May you stand strong in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Call on him. It's time to get to know him. Bye-bye, Alex.
All right, thank you so much. Well, that was the best interview ever with Steve Quayle. Oh, man, it started kind of slow, and I got just better and better and more informative. But it's just, if 10% of what he's saying is accurate, I think most of it is. I mean, I know he believes all of what he's saying, but we're all connecting dots. We all see through rose-colored glasses, myself included. But if 10% is true, it's incredibly bad. But at least we know it's happening, and unfortunately, I think almost all of it was true. It's just, you know, the other parts I can't confirm, so who knows. But I sure hope it's not true, is I think what I meant to say. That's it for this year of radio broadcasting. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Please continue to support the broadcast. Spread the word about the transmission more than ever. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com. We try to bring you the most informative books, videos, films, liberty-based apparel to help spread the word and meet like-minded patriots. The best storable seeds catalog out there of non-GMO, heirloom, open pollinated at the lowest prices, dash cams to protect yourself and your family at the lowest prices that are high quality. Maiden1776.com is the website that takes you right to the Made in America apparel that we have, and all your purchases make the show possible and what we're building and what we're doing. We're just trying our best here, grassroots, and certainly having an effect. You can get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, and then 11 people can use it. It's $5.95 a month, or get a yearly membership and get 5-plus months free off the regular price. That's going to go into the new year with a new year special. Well, it's our Christmas special. We're going to have that go a few weeks at least. So PrisonPlanet.tv, if you are a member, I want to thank you. Be sure to get your friends and family to share your membership and see the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. A lot of key reports that didn't make it here on the radio will be premiering there tonight. And to all of our friends in the media that love liberty, we don't all totally agree with each other, but we just don't like evil, and we want the good guys to win, and we abhor tyranny. And we have an instinct to stomp it in the ground. And that's what we're trying to do here. We're just telling like it is, hardcore all the way, not holding back. And we've done the intel research on the enemy. They are a pack of devil worshippers. Now, is there really a devil? You can debate that. The fact is, our enemy are devil worshippers. They follow basically Mordor, a burning, all-seeing eye. I mean, that's not us copying a movie. That's the, you know, that's the book copying what the elite follow in that Christian analogy. All right, folks, PrisonPlanet.tv, don't forget that. We'll see you on the Nightly News tonight, 7.
No. We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
News here to cover ahead of Steve Quayle joining us in the next hour. Now, here's an even more important story about MSNBC. People don't really actually watch MSNBC. They have the smallest audience of cable news, as everyone knows. Literally a half million on their bigger shows. It's a complete joke. But people still tend to see mainstream media with their big sets and everything and think, wow, that's dominant. So the only way CNN, MSNBC, and others have any validity or pertinence, relevancy in the world is that the rest of the mainstream media covers them. Because when the media all covers each other, then it creates a magnifying effect and they do reach a lot of people. It's just that most of what goes out on CNN or MSNBC is seen by very few. But there are a few things each day that they hype and push that they get picked up, including by talk radio, including by the internet, including by alternative media, that together, we crossed that Rubicon about 3 years ago, according to major studies that were even covered by the New York Times, where alternative media together is much bigger than, quote, mainstream media. An example is Infowars.com. If you compare it on the Alexa ratings, or if you compare it on Google Analytics to MSNBC.com, last time I checked, we had about five times the traffic of MSNBC's website. And then we're on stations in cities where I've seen the ratings where we'll have 100,000 people tune in over 3 hours on one station. And then you add that over 100 stations and then the internet. And last time I checked, we just fire and forget, folks. We don't even hardly track this stuff. Had like 500,000 podcast subscribers years ago, and it just grows and grows. I mean, we're number one to number three on all the big audio listening platforms that are out there now that people can get on their car radios and new cars. It's just everywhere. I mean, I don't even have a way to track our listenership. It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. But still, even subconsciously, when I'm on MSNBC or CNN or they cover me, it's like still kind of like, ooh, I was on mainstream TV. Big deal. I finally got to the point where I was in the LA Times as the number one story of political clashes of the year, and I barely even mentioned it. And they had to remind me to mention it. It doesn't matter anymore. I mean, sure, they have somewhat of an audience. And sometimes if the story gets picked up and goes big, it's important. And it's good when you're covered by the New York Times and Rolling Stone and everything else for other people to finally realize, oh, wow, you know, I've listened to you for years, but you were on Howard Stern. That's incredible. For them, it's like you've been awarded a crown now, and now you have validity when I already had validity. And I'm not here talking about myself today. My journey is your journey, is our journey of a new media, of questioning, of going away from the old system, of a revolution against establishment state-run media in all of its cyanide, fluoride-flavored Kool-Aid that we're saying we don't want to drink. We're done. We don't want to buy what you've got. We don't listen to you. We don't trust you. We don't like you. You've been caught lying thousands of times per network. I mean, when I make a mistake and get a date wrong or put up the photo of the wrong person when we're talking about something, I apologize. I retract. I want to. I'm ashamed. I'm angry. I desperately want to do a good job and try as hard as I can with my crew. And they do, I've got to say, an amazing job compared to most media I've worked in. I mean, I've worked in multiple radio stations before I was on Genesis, and they were always getting sued and losing, you know, for saying things that were clearly out of line and not true and then not retracting it. Because the secret is, under statutory law, you've got to retract it properly beforehand and not have malice of forethought with intent to do harm. The point is that I try to tell the truth. I try to be accurate. I rack my brain to give you what I really think's going on and to give you what I really think's coming. Every moment of my life is basically like a group of police detectives sitting around a boardroom looking at evidence, trying to figure out exactly who's behind what and how to bring these people down. I mean, that's my life. And that's really what I am, is an investigator who secondarily is super angry because the enemy's doing all this out in the open, and it's getting worse by the minute, and we're losing our country, we're losing due process, we're losing our civilization, we're losing our families, we're losing our health. I mean, we are under the new world order that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And if the devil doesn't exist, folks, it does in the new world order. One way or another. I mean, I've studied these people. They run from evil to downright channeling Satan. The best analogy would be the fifth element. There's this planetoid approaching the Earth, and they say, well, what's its plan? It wants to take over? And it's like, no, it's going to kill everybody. It wants death. And basically, the New World Order is like in the fifth element, and it's working through people like Zod, or Zorg, I guess it's the weapons dealer, Zorg, and Zorg's going to be destroyed as well whenever this system comes into place. And that's really what it comes down to. And, of course, only love of life and of creation and of God's creation can counter the destroyer. And I just do not have any better way to describe it to you, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're facing. And I get chills every time I think about it because I just absolutely hate myself and get so angry at myself because I don't have the intellect or the strength to move the levers to wake people up and unlock their minds. And I'm one of the best there is, and I'm not very good at all. So all of you don't have to feel like you're going to save the world because I know how you feel inside. You want to think of the perfect plan or the best way to turn this around or some magic silver bullet. It doesn't exist. You've got to just get on your knees to God and then ask God to lead, God, and direct you to have discernment to know how to counter this evil. And I'm telling you, running to the hills is not the way to do it. If you've got the means, it's good to have a fallback position. And it's good to get your children out of Babylon, which is very hard to do with the smartphones and the whole culture and the whole system. But you, the men and the women who are warriors as well in this culture, warriors for family, warriors for justice, you're going to have to engage hardcore. And believe me, down the road, those of you that just haven't found the motivation, you're going to find the motivation. Because I'm telling you, society is degenerating, it's unraveling, and it's accelerating. And it is going to get bad. It is going to get extremely, extremely, extremely bad. And if we don't watch it, the globalists are going to start a major war. Could be thermonuclear. Could be biological. I don't know what the Russians are going to do. It has all the telltale signs, all the earmarks. And the head of Saudi intelligence said we're going to, 3 months ago, or it was actually August, 4 or 5 months ago, we're going to start bombing leading up to the Olympics. And we're going to bomb your Olympics. It'll cost you tens of billions of dollars and destabilize Russia. And now they're talking about, you know, Olympic athletes not going to Russia. That we knew that was coming. See, how do you know a false flag? Well, Russia has nothing to gain from this. Putin's extremely popular. He can do whatever he wants. He's involved in obvious, you know, power plays, but is trying to suppress corrupt elements. They're paying people to get married. They're having mass weddings saying, have children. We don't want to die under eugenics. And this is in the Russian news. They're talking about the New World Order. Their news talks about cancer viruses and Western vaccines. I mean, they know. The Russians are listening, by the way, to this show. What's incredible is that we are actually influencing the Russians. And I've confirmed that years ago. And I'm not trying to sit here and brag, folks. Believe me, the NSA and everybody knows that stuff. Look at how much I'm able to influence the military and special warfare people because they hear my show. They know I'm saying stuff that's true. They've experienced it. They know they're being ordered to train and arm Al-Qaeda in the Middle East. They're very upset. It's not hard to be a leader. I'm just here saying this is going on. I'm one of the few that will actually do it. It's now all coming out in the mainstream. And so I've got the U.S. military listening. I've got the Russian government listening. I've got the Japanese government listening. I've had like the number 3 of the Japanese government on, saying he's a listener, and people in Japan in the Diet are listeners in their Congress. I'm not bragging. Believe me, I don't want this position. I'm worldly, folks. I want to go to a football game. I want to go eat a big steak. I want to drink beer. I want to go to the beach. But I can't get any of this stuff out of my mind. I can't get this mission out of my mind because this is everything, people. And I don't know what I'm supposed to do with the responsibility I've got. But I want to thank you, the listeners, for all your support and your prayers over the years, because we couldn't have gotten to this point without you and without your moral and spiritual and financial support. So God bless you all and all the people who've helped us in the real media. Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, people like George Norrie at Coast to Coast AM. You say what you want about some of the stuff they cover. They also cover hardcore issues, and they were key in helping us get our transmission out worldwide. And all the countless others. That's why even though people attack me, like Glenn Beck and others, I will turn the other cheek because he does so much good work. And since I've done that, they've stopped attacking me. And that's good because Glenn Beck knows his children have no future if we don't beat this. I don't think Glenn Beck is bad at his core. He's a smart guy. And he's gotten more hardcore, and that's all I wanted. Stop denying all this stuff's going on. It is going on. And I don't want to fight with anybody. Folks, this is what this comes down to. Do you want to have a civilization and a future and justice and a good future for your children? Do you like living under the New World Order? Are things getting better or worse under the New World Order? The New World Order is real. It's out in the open now. You've just got to admit it's there. Do your own research. Discover I'm telling you the truth. And then literally don't support globalist stores, operations, corporations. Be aggressive with the system. have the fire of leadership in your belly and your eyes, run for governor, run for mayor, run for state senate, run for legislature, run for water board. Get in there. Get the intel. Expose the fraud. Don't bow to people trying to buy you out. Don't bow to people whining and dining you. Don't submit. Be a leader. Save civilization. It's now time to get extremely aggressive in this fight, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm telling you, 2014 is the year that the globalists, who are a decade plus behind, but who are in partial control of the planet right now, are trying to get full control. And it's like the Nazis being pushed back under D-Day and then counter-striking at the Battle of the Bulge. 2014 is when the enemy is going to throw everything they've got at us, okay? I'm telling you. This is it. They're going to throw everything they've got at humanity worldwide. They're going to bankrupt economies, devalue currencies, wage war on families, release weaponized flu, weaponized bacteria, weaponized you name it. I mean, you can just, it's already going on, by the way. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this is the year to decide where you stand and what you're going to do. It's that simple. Now, I was talking about how the mainstream media doesn't matter anymore because they've been so exposed. We're going to play this clip later. Well, how long is the actual short part? It's a 6-minute clip. I want to just play the selection of it, or you know, where he actually talks about it. And the host of the Young Turks, he's been on the show before. I want to get him back on. Sink Uger is how you pronounce it. I don't watch the show a lot. The point is he's a smart guy. He poses as a liberal. I think he is a liberal at heart, but he knows that the system's authoritarian. He's funded by Al Gore's network that got sold to Al Jazeera. But he has told the truth over and over again about evil stuff, like Dylan Radigan, who has a conscience. There is no left and right. There's a global banking cartel strip mining and extracting us to make us slaves. Dylan Radigan, I'd paraphrase his quote there, basically word for word. Sink says the same thing. And he's now come out and said former MSNBC host told not to warn public about Fukushima because the official government position is that it's safe. That's his quote. He was told by the head of the network, amongst other things, don't criticize Obama and these wars. Don't say both parties are run by corporate interest. And he said that before, and now don't talk about Fukushima. Yeah, no kidding. It turned out that the TEPCO and others, the Japanese government, lied about radiation and the deaths. And now the EPA, you know, raised the radiation levels to say what was safe so that they could continue to sell the milk on the store shelves. And they're covering it up, ladies and gentlemen. It's really bad. And former MSNBC host was told not to warn the public about the danger posed by a meltdown at the Fukushima nuclear plant during his time as a host at the cable network. Here's the quote. I was on MSNBC at the time when this happened. Don't trust what the Japanese government is saying. They will say, trust what the electric power company is saying. Go, go, go. Get out of here. Get as far away as that plant as you can. It's literally a core meltdown. Yep. And they've always don't want people to panic. So they were always like, oh, it's going to be okay. I'm like, you're crazy, man. Don't be anywhere near that reactor. And I remember at the time, of course, not at the Young Turks, but on cable news, people were like, hey, Sink, you know, I don't know that you want to say that because the official government position is that it's safe. Oh, it's the official government position. Now go explain that to the people who served on the USS Ronald Reagan. And yeah, that's the issue, is that it is now killing the U.S. Navy people that were there putting water on it so it didn't fully continue to melt down valiantly. You never even heard in the news that our sailors were valiant. Because, oh, that's no big deal to do that. Why, people like Ann Coulter say the Japanese ought to pay. They ought to be thankful. Radiation's good for you. And there are studies that show very low amounts of certain types of radiation and ambient isotopes might stimulate immune system and have some health effects. But you get large amounts of this type. I mean, you're going to get thyroid cancer. You're going to get lung cancer. Your kidneys are going to fail. That's where it precipitates out. I mean, this is really bad stuff. And we know that's what's happening. And the animals are dying in the area. I mean, if you give fluoridated water to cows and horses, they do this in cities, they die in a year. And vets will tell them, get them off fluoride water. It's the same deal. This is what we're drinking, ladies and gentlemen. It's just the horses and stuff can't handle as much. So we've got seals, you name it, all these Arctic animals that eat fish and things that are at the top of the food chain that have precipitated all these radioactive isotopes. In Alaska, in Western Canada, things are dying everywhere. Now a giant mass of this garbage is hitting our coastline. Now coming up, here's some of the other news we've got. Connecticut gun owners rush to register weapons. And then after you register them, they will confiscate them. Here's another story. Fewest police deaths by firearms since 1887. Associated Press, the lowest level since the Wild Wild West that actually had a low level of shootings. The movies aren't accurate. Or they show events where shootings happen, but people are very polite to everybody had guns. And the reason the studies are showing that there's less police deaths aren't all the militarization and shoot citizens for no reason because you're so paranoid. It's because gun ownership's exploded. And the carjackers and the criminals are all running for their lives, except in places like Chicago and Newark, where they've banned the guns, they have record carjackings. Duh, because the average slave won't carry a gun. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
And law enforcement, the military are telling him. Preparations for economic collapse, martial law in the next hour. And we'll talk about Olympic athletes concerned after Russian bombings. And again, the Saudi government said through their official head of intelligence in Russia, the head of intelligence they sent there, Prince Bandar, that we're going to activate Al-Qaeda forces and we're going to bomb leading up to the Olympics, and we're going to bomb the Olympics. Meanwhile, our media, I have the articles here, is like, we've got to take your rights away and have checkpoints to see the bombings in Russia. And literally, the criminals that run our government are literally with the CIA elements and the Saudis are activating these groups on record that they run. It's on record the State Department has pumped billions in the last few decades into the Caucasus, into the underbelly of Russia, into southern Russia, other areas, even out into eastern Russia, bordering China, to fund radical Islam to attack the country. That's a fact. Now, again, if this was happening when Putin was facing re-election and it was an apartment building that blew up, you know, 3 days before the election, and he could bomb Chechnya or whatever, they caught Russian security forces with the hexogen bombs. And they said, oh, it's a drill, when the Moscow police caught them. It was a suburb of Moscow. The point is that that looks like a false flag in 1999, and I'll tell you it's one. But there are constant bombings and police shootings and low-intensity combat stuff going on with real al-Qaeda forces. And this is not what Russia wants. They want to make billions off this. They need the money. They want the prestige. They want to advertise Russia as a center of investment. This will cost them hundreds of billions of dollars in bad PR. And Russian news is pointing out these groups are run by the West, and they told them. Again, in August, the Saudis said, we're going to activate al-Qaeda if you don't stop defending Assad in Syria. That's how we're going to attack you. Do you understand? And Russia has said, if you do that, there will be reprisals. Now, we don't know what that's going to be. I could ask Steve Quayle. He's a smart guy. What he thinks, we could open the phones up later for military people. But I know they keep even high-level colonels and folks compartmentalized. Generals are compartmentalized on stuff like this, unless it's their area of expertise. That's how we can say our military is involved funding al-Qaeda, but 99.9999999% of the military isn't involved. They'll have people doing honorable things right next to people doing bad things. And they use the black world, the dark world, the secret world, to be able to say, oh, it's for security to carry out operations, which is true, but it's also the perfect medium for tyranny to grow. Now, speaking of Fukushima, shifting gears back into that, here's that clip of the young Turk saying on MSNBC they were told, the truth is, run away from the reactor. That's what we're being told, but the public's not being told that. Here it is.
I said, don't trust what the Japanese government is saying. Don't say, trust what the electric power company is saying. Go, 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 get out of there, right? Get as far away from that plant as you can. It's literally a core meltdown. And they don't want people to panic, so they're always like, oh, it's going to be okay. You know, we'll set up I forget if it was a 20 or a 60 mile perimeter, something along those lines. Like, you're crazy, man. Don't be anywhere near that reaction.
And he goes on and on. The full video is up on InfoWars.com. It's Zhink Uger. I'm not pronouncing it wrong on purpose. I only cover his stuff like once a month or something, so every time I'm looking at it, how do you say it again? Zhink Uger. There you go. I'm working on this. I'm sorry. I don't speak Arabic very good. I have trouble with Russian words. You know, they sound cool. Volgrad. The name of the barbarian king. King Volgrad. Volgarg. Whatever. The point is, we're going to be back, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, get your Nascent Iodine Survival Shield at InfoWarsLife.com from all the research and doctors we've talked to. That's what I'm using for my family. It's amazing. InfoWarsLife.com. We also have the fluoride shield that has it in there as well, but it's double the size.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Nutrition, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.